Today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed Hey, and we are at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit ben Devora Hinda, Sarah Nechama bas Rus Malka bas Sara, Mordechai Tzvi ben Sara Rachel, and Yaakov ben Yocheved. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Yisachar ben Shmuel Halevi, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Sara Fega bas Harav, Yekasiel Tzadok. So we've gone through the Mishnah of Lulav HaGazel, Hadas HaGazel, Arava Gizula, and now we're up to the Mishnah that talks about an esrog. Zok the Mishnah, esrog hagozel, a stolen esrog, v'hayobish, or a dried esrog, shalasher, an esrog that was worshipped as avodah zarah, v'shal ir anedachas, or it comes from a city where the majority of its inhabitants worshipped avodah zarah. Pasul, the halach is its pasul. Why? For the same reason that if it was a lulav hadas and arava, it would be pasul. Shel arla, as the Mishnah, what if you have an esrig that was arla? Pasul, it's going to be pasul. So arla is any fruit that grows on a tree for the first 3 years of the tree's existence. Arla is asr ba'achila. Arla is also asr ba'hana. So you can't eat fruit that's arla. You also can benefit from fruit that's arla. Says the Mishnah, if you have an esrig that's arla, pasul, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Dalad Minim with that esrig. Shal Truma Temeya, if the esrig was Truma, but not just any Truma, it was Truma Temeya, pasul da Allah, because you can't use it. Shal Truma Tahira, if it was Truma Tahira lo yita, then lekatchila you shouldn't use it. But if you used it, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Shal Demai, if someone has an esrig, that's Demai. So Demai is peiros that somebody buys from an Amma Aretz. Amei Ha'aretz were people that were chashud, that they weren't mafrish trumas and maestras. Now, midai raisa, really, we wouldn't have to be concerned, because midai raisa, we can rely on a roiv. Most, the majority of the Amei Ha'aretz used to give trumas and maestras. But there were a minority that were not, and Chazal said that this is a case where everyone should be chayesh lemiyuta. Anytime you buy peiros tfua from an Amei Ha'aretz, you should be concerned that maybe you weren't mafrish Trumas u'maestras yet. And as a result, you have an obligation now, midrabbanan, to be mafresh trumas u'maestras. So if somebody buys peiros from an Amma Aretz, or specifically somebody bought an esrig from an Amma Aretz, can you fulfill your mitzvah of dalad minim with it or not? Bishamai poislim, Bishamai says no, u'beisilim machshirim, Beisilim says yeah, shal maestras sheni. What about if someone has an esrig that's maestras sheni? So maestras sheni is one of the maestros that a yid had to give from his peiros during certain years of the Shemitah cycle. Now, the halach of Maaser Sheni is unique. Ordinarily, when you have Maaser, you have to give it to a Kohen, you have to give it to a Levi. Maaser Sheni, the owner of the Maaser, was allowed to eat, but he had to eat it Dafkin Yerushalayim. So we're talking about someone that has an esrig. It's Maaser Sheni, and it's in Yerushalayim, where you're allowed to eat it. It says the Mishnah, lo yitol, lekatchila, you shouldn't use it for your dalad minim. However, v'im natal, if you did use it, kosher, it's going to be kosher. More halach is related to esrig. Also, chazaz is, if the esrig has boils that developed on it, al rubay, if it's on the majority of the esrig, or nitla pit masai, if the pitim fell off, niklaf, if the esrig was peeled, nistak, it has a crack, nikei v'chasa kosher, or there's a hole, and it's missing a little of the esrig, meaning the hole is as a result of the fact that part of the flesh of the esrig is not there. So the halach is, everything that we just said, pasul is going to be pasul. Also, chazos is al yutai. In the event that the esrig has boils, but it's not in the majority of the esrig, it's only on a small portion of the esrig, or not al uktsai, the pitim didn't fall off, but the ukits, that's the little part of the esrig that's on the bottom, nikev, or there's a hole, but v'loichas a kol shu, it's not missing a kol shu, kosher, it's going to be kosher. Even though these seem to be blemishes of some sorts to the esrig, but it doesn't matter, the halach is it's going to be kosher. Esrig akushin, if someone has literally an Ethiopian esrig, Rashi says it's also kushi in that it's black. Pasul, the halach is it's pasul. Hayorik ikar. See, if the esrig is very, very green, it's as green as leek. Rameya, Machsh, Rameya says it's kosher. But you, the boys, really says it's pasul. Shear esrig akot. What's the minimum shear of an esrig? Rameya, Rameya says ke'egos, the size of a walnut. Rameya says ke'bey. It has to be bigger. It has to be the size of an egg. Ubegadol. How large can an esrig be? So we know the minimum shear. Machloikis, Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, the size of an egos or the size of a beya. What's the maximum shear? Kadesha yeichas, shneim, biyode, achas, divi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be able to hold two of your esrogim in one hand. If it's so big that you can't hold two of them in one hand, that's already too big. For Rabbi Yossi says just the opposite. Afilu echad b'shteyot. You have to be able to hold it. And as long as you can hold it with both of your hands, even if it's so big that you need both of your hands, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So a lot of halachas that we just mentioned in the Mishnah, many of which the Gemara is going to discuss. But before the Gemara does that, it's going to open with a braisa, a very, very important braisa in terms of understanding Mesorah, as we'll see, hopefully, a little bit in the raid. And that is, how do we even know that the esrog is an esrog? It says in the Torah, as we've mentioned so many times, Ulokachtem lochem bayoyim arishoyin, pri eitz hadar, kapois tamarim, anaf eitz avois, va'arvenacha. Pri eitz hadar literally means a very, very beautiful fruit. It could mean maybe a fruit that's hadar, that's not an esrog. Yet we know ulakachtem lechem b'yoyim arishoyin pri eitz hadar means an esrog. Doesn't seem to say esrog in the pasuk. If so, we need to know how Chazal knew that the fruit that you're supposed to take is an esrog. Zok the Gemara, it's a brice of Tana Rabbanu on pri eitz hadar. It says in the Torah, ulakachtem lechem b'yoyim arishoyin pri eitz hadar. What does that mean? Eitz shetam eitz ayupir yoyshav. So it says pri eitz. We're makish the pre, that's the fruit, to the eitz, to the branch that the fruit grows on. And we learn from there that the fruit that the Torah wants you to take on Sukkot is a fruit, shetam eitzayu pir yeshavet, where the eitz of the tree tastes like the fruit itself. And heavy oimer, and if you look at all the fruit that are possible to meet that criteria, what you can end up with is an esrog. It must be an esrog. And it's not true. An esrog is not the only fruit that meets that criteria. There's something else that does as well. And that is pilpul and peppercorns. In fact, it's a bride. Rameir used to say, it says in the Torah, netatem kol eitz. Any idea shu eitz machal. So this pasuk is talking about arla, as we briefly mentioned the laws of arla in the Mishnah. So it says, v'chisavayu al aretz, unetatem kol eitz machal, va'araltem arlasa yespir yoshala shana. And Ramey was bothered with Akasha. The story of Arla begins with a tree that was planted. And the Torah says, Unetatem kol eitz machal. Meaning, not just a tree that has leaves on it that you use for shade, but a tree that fruit grows on, something that you would be able to eat. And Ramey said, obviously. Meaning, if the Torah is going to tell you now halachas about eating what grew on this tree or not eating what grew on this tree, obviously this is a tree that has food growing on it. Why did the Torah say it's Michael? Said Rameir, because the Torah is coming to teach me a halacha that that the halacha of Arla relates even to a fruit that tam eitzay upiryo yeshava, that the taste of the eitz and the taste of the fruit is the same. And Hevi Yoimer Amir said, what is that thing that we need an extra word in the Torah to tell me is included in the laws of our laws? Said pilpulin. It's referring to pilpulin. It's referring to these peppercorns. Slametcha. And Amir said, we learn from Mira Allah, Chashab pilpulin, Chayavim Barla. That is an obligation of to observe the laws of Arla even on pilpulin. And by the way, you know what else you see? Said Amir, Vein Eretz Yisrael Chasei Rukum. That Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. There's even pilpulin in Eretz Yisrael, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Lo yisech sar kolba," then Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. But the bottom line is, Veik the Gemara, how do you know that what it says, "Ulekachtem lachem pri eitz hadar," that it means an esrog? Maybe the pri eitz hadar is referring to the pilpulin. Meaning, you're saying esrog, why? Because pri eitz shetam eitzayu per yoshava. You see, pilpulin is the same thing. In fact, Rameir learned halacha from that reality. Rameir learned halacha that there's a din of arla even by pilpulin. Why? Because it says, unetatem kol eitz meichel, and we learn, eitz meichel, where the eitz itself tastes like the meichel, something that's tam eitz upir yeshava. So, Feit Gemara, maybe on Sukkot, you're supposed to take a lulav, hadas, arava, and pilpulin. But the Gemara says, no, hasam yishun b'leif, it can't be that that's what the Torah means. Why? Because, hey, chinab, what do you want me to do? Ninkoit chadash, you take one little peppercorn, like minkul or lichichas, it's too small, you can't see it. Ninkoit shreya t'laso, maybe you should take two or three, echad amir rachmana, v'loi shnayim mushlaisha. It says, pre-eitz hadar, lashin yachad, it's mashmi, you're not supposed to take two or three. Hilkoch layef, just a pilpulin's not an option. The only other fruit that meets the criteria of kam eitz, a yipir yashad, is the esrig, and that's how we know it's the esrig. So, the first time that the Braisa gay for how we know that the pre-eitz hadar is an asterisk is because we darshan pre-eitz It's an eitz, it's a tree, shetam eitz ayu per yeshava, where the tam of the wood of the tree, the branches of the tree, and the fruit of the tree are the same. Rabbi Yoimi, Rabbi said a different reason. Al tikri hadar ela hadir. You want to know how you know that the fruit that the Torah is describing is the esrig? Because when it says in the Torah, pre-eitz hadar, we darshin as if it would have said, pre-eitz hadir. Hey, dalid yud resh. Now, a deer is a corral. That's where the animals, p'rezach. And the Torah is saying that the tree has to be similar to a deer shel behemoth. What does that mean? Ma deer, just like a deer, yesh by gedoylo miktani. You have large animals, you have small animals. T'mim and bali mumim. You have animals that don't have blemishes, and you have animals that do have blemishes. Hachinami. So too as it relates to the halacha of the pre-eitz hadar, it has to be a tree that has gedolim uktanim, t'mimim u'balim mumin. And the Rebbe said, you know what? Tree meets that criteria. It's the esrog tree. But the Gemara says, only the esrog tree? What, you mean if you look at an apple tree, there's not bigger apples, smaller apples? There aren't apples that are perfect, and there are apples that seem to have some sort of mum. Atum shar peris lesbu gedolim uktanim, t'mimim u'balim mumin. Elohachikam. Now, Rebbe meant to say as follows. Ad shebon ketanim agdayin gedolim kayam. So we've seen this already in the parak. The esrog tree is unique in that the fruit of the esrog tree, the esrog itself can remain on the tree sometimes for several years. So what's going to happen is, you can be in year two or year three of an esrog's existence, it's still going to be on the tree, yet there will be the new crop that already grew. So you'll have gedolim, bigger, older fruit on the tree together with the younger. So we don't just mean gedolim uktanim, this one grew like this one grew like that. We mean gedolim uktanim simply because they're coming from different years. That's something that's unique to the esrog, and that's what Rebbe meant when he said pre-eitz hadir. It's similar to the deer where you have animals from this year, you have animals from that year. That's something that's unique to the esrog. Rebbe said a different reason. He said al tikri hadar elo hadar. You want to know what the raya was, that the pre-eitz hadar is an esrig, because pre-eitz hadar should be read as if it said pre-eitz hadar. Dover shedar be'ilonoi mishana l'shana. This idea that we just mentioned, that the esrig remains on the tree from year to year, and that's what the Torah is saying when it says pre-eitz hadar, there has to be that type of fruit, and that's how you know that the fruit is the esrig, because that idea of the esrig remaining on the tree from year to year is unique to the esrig. Ben Azai is the fourth pshat. He said, al tikri hadar, or al tikri hadar ela hidor. So some have the girsa idor with an aleph, others have the girsa hidor with a hey. Regardless, it came beloshin yevani in Greek, koirin lemayin idor, or hidor. So hidor is water in Greek. So what does water have to do with esrog? The ezer who shagadol al kol mayim have a oimizah esrog. The esrog requires kol mayim in order for it to grow. It requires the natural rainwater. It also requires some form of irrigation. That's something that's unique to the esrog, and that's a chazal knew that the pre-eitz hadar is the esrog. The bottom line is, we take for granted that the first of the dalin minim is the esrog. How do you know it's the esrog? So it's a brisa, sukkah, daflam, and hey, a very important brisa, and four different makaris. How we know it? Either because pre-eitz hadar, we're talking about a tree with a pre and the eitz taste the same. There's really two possibilities. It could be pilpulin, it can be the esrig. We know it's not pilpulin. As a result, it has to be the esrig. Rebbe said pre-eitz hadir. It's like a corral where you have animals. There's gedolim, there's ketanim, there's bali mumin, there's shleimim. That's the idea over here. Rabbi Vo said it's pre-eitz hadar. The esrig is dar on the tree, mishana l'shana. This pre-eitz has to be something that's dar, mishana l'shana. And Ben Azai said the reference is to a Greek word, pre-eitz hadar, as if it would say hidur mayim. There's something unique about how exactly the esrig responds to water when it grows, and that's the clue that we have that it's referring to the esrog. So we'll get back to this. Miatz Hashem in the raid, but zok de gemara vayta shel ashero vishel ir hanidachas. So the Mishnah said, if you have an esrog shel ashero v'shel ir hanidachas, just like if you have a lulav and a hadas and an arova shel ashero v'shel hanidachas, it's going to be possible. The Gemara says, nachamol my time. What's the reason? Says the Gemara, kimin the l'sreif hakoi, because being that halach is that an ashero needs to be burnt, pasuk in the Torah, and the ir hanidachas, all the possessions need to be burnt, also a pasuk in the Torah. So ketuse mechta shiur, it has to be burnt. We look at it as if it's burnt right now. So if you can't be yoytza with a lulav that's burnt, or in this case with an esrog that's burnt, that's why you wouldn't be able to be yoytza with an esrog shall asher of shall ir nidachas. We'll see more about this in the raid as well. Shall arlo apostle. Then the Mishnah said, what would be if you had an esrog that's arlo, it's truma? What if it's truma temeya? What if it's mais nasheni? Now notice, when we learned the Mishnah about lulav, hadas, and arava, we didn't talk about this, right? We didn't discuss what about a lulav that's arlo. It's simple, because a lulav is not food. Ahadas and Arava, this is not food. That's certainly not peiros. They're not fruits. The laws of Arla are unique. They're exclusive to food. It's rachila, it's rana, but it's dafka for kol eitz meichel, like it says in the Torah. So that's why this part of the Mishnah was never discussed when we learned the previous Mishnahs. That's why it's being discussed now for the first time. But regardless, the Mishnah said, an estrik shall arlos pasul. And the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Pligi bar Rav Chiya bar Abin, v'Rav Asi. So it was machlekes between Rav Chiya bar Abin, or some have the gersa Rav Chiya bar Abba, and Rav Asi. Chadama one said, l'fisho im v'heter achilo. The reason is because he can't eat it. And if he can't eat it, you can't be yoitz. Chadama, the other one said, l'fisho im v'din mom. The reason is because he can't benefit from it. And if he can't benefit from it, you won't be able to use it. So what's the pshat in these two things? Meaning, you can't be yoitz with an esrik shel arlo. Why? Machlekes Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi. Chadama one said because he can't eat it. The other one said because he can't have enough from it. So it's kedai to see two rashis inside, both very short rashis. First one is Dibra Maskel Ofisha Aimba Heter Achila. Zokte Ligarashni for Achmana Amar Lochem. It says in the Torah Lekachem Lochem. Harotli Lochem Bechol Darke Hana Asai. It has to be something that you can benefit from and you can enjoy in any which way. And being that you can eat this, so that's a problem as it relates to lochem. When there's a din lochem, it means that doesn't just mean you own it. It means that you own it and you have full bailus over it. You can do whatever you want with it. And over you can't do whatever you want with it because it's arla, it's also bachila. So the fact that you can eat it, that says one of these two amayram is a chasar and lochem. The other amayram said, l'fi she'en ba din mamin. What does that mean? It says, okrashi, she'en oi shava pruta. The point is, it's not shava pruta. The isure hanahu, it's isure hanah. Being that you can't benefit from Arla. So it's Asabana. If it's Asabana, it's not Shava Pruta. Now you'll tell me, what do I mean? This Esrig, I paid $200 for it. It doesn't matter. Right now, I can't benefit from it. And if you can't benefit from it, it has no value. Hilkach Zok Rashi, Lav Shalachemu. It's not Lochem. Now, this second Rashi is very much Rashi Lashitasai. And Avchav Zayin Amad Beis, where Rashi said that in order for something to be Lochem, yesterday's raid by, it has to be something that you don't just own, but it has to be worth a Shava Pruta. And over here, being that it's Asabana, that makes it not worth a Shava Pruta, and it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. So again, this Rashi is a Dover Oimed Berumay Shalaylam, where Rashi is really saying two things. Number one, Rashi is saying that if you own something that's Asabana, really it has no value to you. So from a value perspective, it's as if it's worth less than a Shava Pruta. Then Rashi sang a second chiddush. If it's not worth a shav pruta, it's going to be a problem. But the bottom line is, so there was a machlokes hamayrom. It's a shtickle of subtlety as to why is it that an esrig shall arlos pasul. Now the truth is, this machlokes hamayrom that we just saw is going to escort us. It's going to be malava us all the way till the end of the daf. So just a very important machlokes as it relates to the sukkah daf lamedei. Zok the gemara kasolka daitis. So the gemara's initial reaction to this machlokes hamayrom is man the boy heter achila leboy din mam. Uman the boy din mam leboy heter. Sounds like these are two mutually exclusive reasons. Meaning, there was machlokes hamayrom, why a esrik shel arlo was a problem. One said because he can't eat it. The other one said because it's asa bahana, and as a result, it doesn't have the value of a shava pruta, so therefore it's not lochem. It sounds like the one that said the problem is achila didn't have the other one's problem. And the one that had this lumbus in Rashi didn't have the problem with after achila, right? It sounds like they each had their own reason, and maybe they didn't hold of the other reason. But the Gemara says that's a problem. It's now we learned in our Mishnah, shall truma tmeya pasul. If somebody wants to fulfill the mitzvah of dalaminim with an esrig, that's truma, but it's truma tmeya. So the halacha is you can't. So the Gemara, bishlam the man of the achila, bishlam according to the man that says that the reason an esrig shall arlo is a problem is because you can't eat a chopper. So truma tmeya you also can't eat. So I understand why you can't fulfill the mitzvah with truma tmeya. But according to the man that says that the reason you can't fulfill the mitzvah, it's because it doesn't have a din mamoy, because you can't have any anah from it. Amai, that is not true when it comes to truma tmeya. Because harei masika tachas tafshiloi. The halach is by truma tmeya, you're allowed to burn it, and when you burn it, you're allowed to benefit from it. So you are allowed to benefit from truma tmeya. So you see, from the fact that truma tmeya is a problem, that must be the fact that it's aser b'achila, that in and of itself is an issue. Because there doesn't seem to be any other problem with truma tmeya. So the Gemara says, you're right. El, b'heter achilu kulam loy pligi debein. Everybody agrees in order for something to be considered lachem, you have to be able to eat it. And that's why truma tmeya,
which you cannot eat. It's also about even you can burn it or you can benefit from it, but at the end of it, you can't eat it. And if you can't eat it, it's going to be a problem on lochem. Keep leading you. What was the machloikis amram that we mentioned earlier? Bedin mamon. The machloikis is whether there's another reason. Mar savar one amira said had to chila beinon din mamon lebeinon. All there is hatar achila. There is no other concern. If you have something that's also about not, that's not an issue on lochem. Mar savar the other amira held din mamon nami beinon. No, it's not enough that it's mutter b'achilo, but you have to be able to benefit from it as well. My benayu, what is the practical nafgamina between whether or not there is such a halacha or not, as it relates to esrog anyways? So the Gemara says, ikke benayu maisa sheni b'Yerushalayim. The nafgamina would be, as it relates to maisa sheni b'Yerushalayim, that's where you're allowed to eat maisa sheni, v'aliba de Rav Meir, and according to Rav Meir, now Rav Meir has a unique Shita in Maisa Sheni. He holds that Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoyah. So we mentioned quickly in the Mishnah, Maisa Sheni is really unique in that on the one end it's a Maiser, but then again you're allowed to eat it yourself. But despite the fact that you're allowed to eat it yourself, you have to eat it Dafka in Yerushalayim. So it's a little tricky. It seems to mirror Kachem a little bit, but then again you can eat it. So what is it? Is it Kachem? Is it not Kachem? So it was Machlekes Tanon. The mayor was a das yoch, and he held that ma'isa sheni is mamon gavoyah. We look at it as if it belongs to hekdesh, and you have to treat it with dinei hekdesh. So this comes up in different sugyas and shas. But that's Rav Meir's shita when it comes to ma'isa sheni. So the Gemara says, you want to know what the nafgamina would be if there's a halacha that if I own an esrig that's aser b'hana, but muter ba'achila, whether or not I can fulfill my mitzvah or not. So the Gemara says, this is where it would play itself out. According to Rav Meir, household, the mandam of the feature in Behetar Achilo, because Maisa Shein in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat. So according to mandam that says that Lachem just means you have to be able to eat it, and as long as you can eat it, it's fine, Arish Behetar Achilo, you can eat it. The mandam of the feature in Badin Mami, but according to the mandam that says, that this new halacha that says that I have to have value in it, Maisa Sheni Mamon Gavoyah. At the end of the day, it's not mine. Because at the end of the day, it's Mamon Gavoyah. I mean that it's Mamon Gavoyah. So it's for that reason, it's going to be a problem. Zok the Gemara, Tistayim the Rab Asi, the Amal Afisha, Ein Bodin Mamon. So again, we had a machloikis between Rab Chia Bar Abba and Rab Asi. Whether there's a halacha that says that if I own something, but I can't have enough from it, or it's Maisa Sheni Mamon Gavoyah, for example, there's some chisorin in my ownership of it, Ein ba din mamon, whether that would be a problem in lochem. So we didn't know who held this shita. Machlokes Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Asi, chad amar this way, chad amar that way. So the Gemara says, maybe we can prove that Rav Asi is the one that holds the svara of the fisha ein ba din mamon. How do I know that? Amar Rav Asi said, esrik shal ma'aseh sheni, and esrik shal ma'aseh shedu, divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, ein adam yoytze ba yidei chavasa b'yantif. If you can't fulfill your mitzvah, the divrei chachamim, but according to the chachamim, adam yoytze ba yidei chavasa b'yantif. So this is Rav Asi talking, and that's the punchline. And Rav Asi says that according to Rav Meir, that holds ma'aseh sheni's mamon gevaya, so the halacha is that you would not be able to be yoytza. According to the Chachamim, that Maisa Sheni is not Mamon Gavoyah, you would be able to be yoytza. So you see, Rav Asi is the one that holds that according to Rav Meir, if you would have an esrog, so Maisa Sheni be Yerushalayim, it wouldn't be okay. So it's pretty clear that he's the one that holds this svara, that it has to have a din Mamon Gufa. So we mentioned Rav Asi, so let's talk a little bit about Rav Asi. Omar, Rav Asi said, esrog shal Maisa Sheni, and esrog shal Maisa Sheni, the divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, that holds Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoyah, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Dal Amin with it. The divrei Chachamim, however, according to the Chachamim, you would be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Matzah shal Maisa Sheni. Matzah of Ma'aseh Sheni on Pesach. The Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Eilam Yoytzvay Dechavas of Pesach, you wouldn't be able to fulfill your mitzvah Pesach, because as we're going to see, by Matzah, there's also a Din Lachem. The Divrei Chacham, according to the Chacham, Adam Yoytzvay Dechavas of Pesach, you would be able to fulfill the mitzvah. Isna Shal Ma'aseh Sheni, Do of Ma'aseh Sheni. The Divrei Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir, Pturim and Achala, you're potter from Chala. The Divrei Chacham, according to the Chacham, Chayeves Bechala, you can be Chayim Achala. As we'll see, Chala also has a Din of Lachem. And as a result, according to Rav Meir, being that Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoyah, it's a problem. According to the Chachamim, it's Mamon Edyet, it's not going to be a problem. Who said this? Rav Asi. So this statement that we said, that an Esrik Shal Maisa Sheni, according to Rav Meir, that Maisa Sheni is Mamon Gavoyah, you can't fulfill your mitzvah of Dal Aminim. Rav Asi said that that's true by Rav Meir when it comes to Esrik, it'd be true by Matzah, and it'd be true when it comes to dough, when you're determining whether you have an obligation to be Mafrish Chala. Zok to Gemar. Mask for Rav Papa. So Rav Papa asked the Kash. He said, Bishloim Isa, Bishloim when it comes to dough, I understand. Because if Rishis Arisoy Seichem is like a lochem word, arisoy seichem. You have to own it. If it's maisa sheni, and you hold like Ramey, maisa sheni is mom and gevaya, so you don't own it. Esru, not miksev lochem. Mishal lochem, it has to be yours. Elo matzah, miksev matzaschem. The erev toichlu matzois. It doesn't say anywhere matzaschem. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, item, some say Rabbi Yemer Bar Shlami is the one that said it. Asi lechem lech. Enochanam, it doesn't say lochem anywhere by matzah. So how did Rav Asi know there's a din lochem by matzah? He learned it with a gsnei reshava, lechem lech. Ksiv, it says over here, lechem oini. It says lechem oini regarding matzah. Fiksiv asam, and it says, by chala v'hoya. The Torah says, ba'acholchem milechem o'oretz, torimu truma lashem. Just like by chala, we said this at din lochem. So when you shall meiser, and therefore according to Rameh, you can't fulfill it with meiser sheni. Afkan so too, when it comes to matzah, mishalachem, it would have to be yours. V'lo mishal meiser, you wouldn't be able to be yoitz in the mitzvah with meiser sheni. So says the Gemara, Ravasi didn't only say that according to Rameh, who holds meiser sheni is mum and gevaya, you wouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of esrig using an esrig shemaisa sheni. He said it by matzah, and he said it by challah as well, because just like there's a din lochem by esrig that everybody knows, lekachtem lochem by yom rishon, but by challah you have the same din. It says arisoy seichem, and even by matzah you have it because you have a gzeirah shava between the word lechem that it says by matzah lechem oini and the word lechem that it says regarding challah. So the Gemara says lema misayeyale. At first glance, we would seem to have a braisa that supports what Rav Asi said. Isa shal ma'isa sheni. If you have dough of ma'isa sheni, p'tur menachal. Divrei Rameh. Rameh says no challah on isa shal ma'isa sheni. The chacham say chayav es b'challah. Yechayav en challah. So this is Luchura Olema Messiah late to Rav Asi. This is what Rav Asi said. Rav Asi said that by Isa there's a din lochem as it relates to challah, and therefore according to Rameyer, if it was Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavar, you'd be potter from being mafresh challah. According to Chacham, you'd be chayv in being mafresh challah. So this is Mamach what Rav Asi said. Thus the Gemara says Lema Messiah. But this is such a good Lema Messiah that the Gemara says Lema Messiah. This is not a Lema Messiah. This is the same thing. This is exactly what Rav Asi said. Right, lema misayeya, the word lema means, shall we say that this is a raya? As if we're not sure. Where's the insecurity exactly? What's the other possibility? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, you're 100% right. Mid de beha pligi, beha nami pligi. The question was like this. Rav Asi said three things. Rav Asi said that according to Rameyer, an esrik shall maisa sheni, you can't be yoitz with. He said, according to Rameyer, you can't be, there's no mitzvah to be mafresh challah from isa maisa sheni. He also said that halacha regarding matzah. So the Gemara wants to know, lema misayele, from the fact that you find that Rameyer said mefurish, this halacha regarding isa of maisa sheni, does that mean that that's true by the other cases as well? Do we say that mid baha pligi baha nami pligi? If Rameyer said, again, this is Rameyer mefurish, this is the best lema misayele possible. Rameyer himself is talking. So if Rameyer said it over here regarding challah, so who had been by esrig and matzah? Oh, you don't know what's the other side? Shnani isa, maybe dough is different. The amakro, arisoy seichem, arisoy seichem. The Torah didn't just say Arisa Seichem once, it said it in Tzveitamo. It said it two times. And maybe an interesting Havamina, the only time there's a Din Lochem is when the Torah emphasizes Lochem twice. Shina Hakasov La'akev, so to speak. But as it relates to Esrig and Matzah, where it just says one time, you have the one Gzei Rishava Matzah, you have the Lochem, Ulakachtam Lochem Ayem Rishon. So maybe over here it's going to be different. That's why the Gemara said, Lema Misayele, and the Gemara didn't simply say, Rav Asi, what you're saying is Mefurish, in what Rameyer said. Zok, the Gemara, Vaiter, Shal Truma Temeya, Apostle. So the Mishnah said, as it relates to an Esrik, Shal Arla, that's possible. That, for sure, you can't be Yotza. Why? So, either because it's not Roy Lachila, if you can't eat it, that's a problem. There's another Svar, because there's no Din Mama in some more Lumdishan reason, which was the subject of the Machloikis Amirah. Shall Truma Tmei Apostle? Then the Mishnah said that Truma Tmei is going to be Apostle. What's the reason? So the Gemara says, the less Bahetra Achila, it's easy, because you can't eat it. You could have enough from him, but you can't eat it. So if you can't eat it, you can't be Yoitza. Vishal Truma Tahira, the Mishnah said, Lo Yito, but Bedievet, if not Al Kosher, it's going to be Kosher. So the Gemara says, why? Please, but Rav Ami Rav Asi. It was Machloikis. One said, meaning, what's the problem using an esrig of truma? So let's assume you're a kohen, you're allowed to eat it, you can have enough from it. So what's the problem? Why shouldn't you be able to use it? So we're going to have to come up with new reasons. So it was a machlokes amiram, Rav Ami Rav Asi. One said the reason is because the minig Rashi says was that people would take the esrig and they would soak it in water. Now, if you're going to soak it in water, you're being machshir at lekabel tuma. In order for food to be tame, you would need it to come in contact with Tumah, but prior to it coming with contact with Tumah, it would have to be wet. So usually, if you have something like Truma and Kachim, which you don't want should ever become Tame, the first thing you would do, the first line of defense would be, try to stay away from anything wet. Because once this something becomes wet, that's when you have a problem. So there would have been a Havamina, Ben Benoy shall have a Mina, that maybe you should not be able to use an Esrik Shel Truma. Because you're inevitably going to make it wet. That was the custom. Once it's wet, now it's vulnerable. It's subject to the laws of Tumah. You never want to make Truma Tame. That's just a bad thing. It's also to be Metame Truma. So it's for that reason, Chazal said, L'katchila, don't do it. So that was one of the reasons that we're given. The other one said, L'pnei Shnei Mafsida. The reason is because the Esrig, over the course of Yontif, ends up going bad. And because it ends up going bad, right, the outer shell ends up spoiling a little bit. We'll see more about that tomorrow. Right, just from touching it, it ends up ruining it. Yonala be Mafsid Truma. So two reasons why it would be an issue. It's like Mar says, Naibin, is there an afkimina between the two pshatim? Yeah. You're going to Shekar Hashem. If you made a truma, but you specifically said that this is going to be truma, but I only want the inside of the esrik to be truma. When you made this truma, you specifically delineated that you don't want the outside of it. The end of the day, it's still getting wet, so therefore it could still become tummy. The one that says you'd be mafsid, because you only be mafsid the outer layer, the outer peel, and that peel you never made it into truma anyways. Not al kashab. It was only the katchili, you're not supposed to use truma tahira. But the evidence is fine. Why? The Gemara says, because what should be the problem? We had issues by Arla. But both issues that we had by Arlo don't apply to Truma. The one that said that what was the problem with Arlo? There's no heter achila. He do have an heter achila. The one that said the problem with Arlo is that it's also about no. Therefore, it's not worth a pruta. It's a chasarin and lochem. You do have a moment. Michelle Demai. The Mishnah said, what's the halacha as it relates to Demai? So the Mishnah said, Shel Demai machloik is Bishamai poislin, u Beisul machshim. Bishamai says a problem, Beisul says it's okay. So the Gemara says, my time in the Beisul. What's Pshana Beisul? Meaning, at first glance, we seem to understand Bishamai, not let it eat it. That's only Midrabanan, okay, but at least Midrabanan should be a problem. Beisul seems to be say it's okay. So the Gemara says, Pshana Beisul is, because given the Bai mafkalu l'nichse, if this person would want to make all his nechasim hefker, he'd have the ability to do so. Vava ani, it would make him into an ani. Vechaznile, and if he's an ani, he'd be able to eat the demai. Hashtanami lochem perinabe, therefore it's considered lochem even right now. The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, I mean, what's the makar to this? That if someone's an ani, he's allowed to eat demai. Machilin is aniyim demai, vesachsanya demai. You're allowed to give aniyim demai, poor person's allowed to eat demai, and achsanya, these are the troops that you are allowed to feed them demai as well. Bishamai, what about, so therefore, Beisul says that being that you have an ability to do something, something that's in your control to make you be someone that is allowed to eat the demai. So therefore, we look at the demai right now as if it's already roi l'achilo, and therefore it's going to be okay. Now, Beishamai argued. What does Beishamai argue? So the Gemara says Beishamai is l'shita. So Beishamai holds ani lo yachel demai. An ani is not allowed to eat demai. So even though it's true, you can make yourself into an ani, but you still won't be able to eat the demai. Now we learned in the Mishnah, machilo ani demai vesachsan no demai. You're allowed to give an ani demai. You're allowed to give the troops demai. Amar Rafuna. Rafuna said tana. We learned in the Brisa Beishamai ani. Beishamai argued. He said ei machilo zaniim. It's only Bisul that says Machilin Sanim Demai Fesachsanoim Demai. So bottom line, the Machloyim the Shem Bisul in our Mishnah, whether you can be yoy to the mitzvah of Esrig with Demai or not, it's Beishamai Bisul the Shitasayu in an entirely different Mishnah in Mesachtes Demai. Not shockingly, where Beishamai holds that if a person an oni is allowed to eat Demai, Beishamai holds an oni is not allowed to eat Demai. So Bisul the Shitasayu an oni is allowed to eat Demai, you can make yourself into an oni, and then you would be allowed to eat Demai. So even though right now you're not an oni, it's enough that it should be considered lachem. Whereas Beishamai holds an oni is not allowed to eat Demai, so you can make yourself an oni. It's not going to help you, and therefore over here it's going to be a problem. The Mishnah says Shemaisa Sheni Beirush. So what's the halacha if someone has an esrig that's ma'is and sheni's in Yerushalayim? So it's like truma tahira. Lo yito, don't take a lekatchila. Venata, if you took it kosher, it's going to be kosher. What's the reason? Don't take a lekatchila. Same reason as by truma. Don't take truma because you're going to make it wet and then you're making it vulnerable. It could be makabel tomar re machshira. You have the same problem with ma'is and sheni. Ma'is and sheni also don't want to be matam. The mandam of neshim mafsida. The mandam that said the reason is because it's going to go bad and you don't want to be mafsid. Your ma'is and sheni re mafsida. You can end up being mafsid. If not, I'll kosher. But yeah, but if you took the ma'is and sheni, it's okay. Why? The mandam of neshim behetar achila. It's the same reason why the truma is kosher with the Yavid. Coin the man that said, what's the problem with Truma? You can't eat. What's the problem with Arla? You can't eat it. Maisen Sheni, you can eat. And according to Mandama, they had another issue that said, no, you have to have a din mama, and you have to be a bailim, and therefore, Arlo, which is Yisurei Anah, has another issue. And we spoke about the Maiser Sheni issue earlier. Ah, it's true, we did discuss the Maiser Sheni issue. And what did we say when we discussed the Maiser Sheni issue? According to Rameyer, there would be an issue. Abba Hamani Rabbanon, he's not going to Rameyer. This is all, our mission is the Rabbanon. It's not going coin to Rameh or coin to Rabbanah. Maisa Sheni is regular mom and headed. And if it's regular mom and headed, it's for that reason that Allah is that it's going to be okay, exhale. So two ha'aras, as it relates to today's daf. So the first ha'ara is something that the Olam has been discussing both pre and post the last few dafin. So it's Dvarim Atikin, it's classic yeshiva charade, and I think it's kedai to just go through it as it's very much negeya today's daf and some of the previous daf that were discussed. The second ha'ara will be something that will be a little bit more al derech ha'agada. So the Gemara on Daf Lamed Heyam and Aleph, in its commentary on the Mishnah, said, the Mishnah said, shal asheru v'shal ira nidachas pasal. If you have an esrik that's from an Asherah, it's from an Ir Nidachas, meaning it's an Esrig that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, or it's an Esrig that is from a city where the majority of the people of the city were Uvdei Avodah Zarah, they were deemed an Ir Nidachas, Dalach is possible, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Dalam Minim with such an Esrig. And the Gemara said, my timer, what's the reason? And the Gemara said, Kimen de Lesreifakai. The reason is that being that this Esrig has a din that it has to be burnt, because an Asherah, it says in the Torah, Tisrafun Be'esh, and as it relates to the Ir HaNidachas, all the Shalom, everything in the city had to be burnt. So if it has a din that it needs to be burnt, Kitute Mechta Shiyure. We look at it right now as if it's already burnt, and as a result, there's no way in the world for you to be able to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Dalin Minin, with something that was burnt. I mean, imagine it was burnt. Imagine it was crushed into smithereens. Would you be able to fulfill the mitzvah of that? Of course you wouldn't be able to. So even though it taka didn't happen, but being that it's going to happen, and it's supposed to happen, so there's an idea of ketute mechta shiure. We look at it as if already happened, and therefore you can't fulfill the halacha. And the truth is, this gemara that we had right here, we had already regarding the lulav, and we had regarding the hadas. Lulav ha-gazel and the hadas ha-gazel apostle. Why? The gemara said, because ketute mechta shiur. Tosfos, in the beginning of the perek, on the flamet amid aleph, brings a girsa that he saw that was different than the girsa that we have in this gemara in the flamet heimara. But Tosfos prefaces this girsa with a very famous kasha, and that is, Tosfos asks, and we spoke this out very briefly when we learned Daf Lamed, that why does the Gemara have to come on to a new reason why a lulav shal asheira v'shal ira nidachas, or an esrik shal asheira v'shal ira nidachas is possible? The reason is, because ketute mechta shiure, say better, says Tosfos, it's a mitzvah abav avera. There's a cloud gadol b'Torah called mitzvah abav avera. So if any time a person does a mitzvah, but the mitzvah that he's doing came about through an avera, you can't fulfill your mitzvah. So Freik Tosfos, is there a better example of a mitzvah baba avera than a lulav shal asherah, than a lulav shal ira nidachas, than a hadash shal asherah, than a hadash shal ira nidachas, than an esrik shal asherah, or an esrik shal ira nidachas? So Freik Tosfos, the why do you have to come on ketute mechta shiure? Typically, mitzvah baba avera. As I Freik Tosfos. Then Tosfos says that the truth is, I found an old manuscript of a Talmud Bavli. I found an old manuscript. And on the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is discussing the Esrig, Shal Asherah V'Shal Ira Nidachas, and the Gemara asks, my timer, there's a whole different Gersa. Meaning, what did the Gemara say? Why is an Esrig, Shal Asherah V'Shal Ira Nidachas a problem? But says Tosfos, the Gersa I saw was different. This is the way the Gemara read. My timer. Why is an esrik shal asherah v'shal ira nidachas pasul mishum dahavale mitzvah haba ba'avera? The reason is because it's mitzvah haba ba'avera, and being that it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera, that's why it's going to be a problem. But says Tosfos, I actually found such a girsa. But Tosfos says v'girsa mishubeshasi. This girsa is a mistake. I ain't shum in Tosfos. But the bottom line is Tosfos had a manuscript that had a different girsa in the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. That the reason an esrik shel asherah v'shal ira nidachas is possible is not because of ketute mechta shiure, but the reason it's possible is because it's a mitzvah abav avera, and Tosfos says, then it must be a girsa mishubeshes. But the truth is, as gishmak as this girsa mishubeshes that Tosfos brings is, there's even a bigger kasha that we have to ask ourselves. And that is, it sounds like This girsa, Mishubeshes, was only on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. But for example, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, where the Gemara discussed a lulav shel asherah v'shel ira nidachas, it sounds like there the Gemara had the same exact girsa that we have. Meaning, the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis discuss lulav shel asherah v'shel ira nidachas as possible. What's the reason? So the Gemara said, because ketude mechta shire. This other girsa, this manuscript that Tosfos found on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis had the same exact girsa we have. It was from Daf Lamed Hey. When the Gemara is discussing the Esrig, there was a different girsa. Not Esrig shel asherah v'shel ira nidachas is a problem because of ketude mechta shire, but an Esrig shel asherah v'shel ira nidachas is a problem. Why? Because it's a mitzvah b'aver. So the question begs itself. Why is it that according to that girsa that Tosfos brought, I mean, this was a real girsa that seemed to have some messiah, why is it that Davka and Daf Lamed Hey, when the Gemara was discussing the Esrik Shal Asher V'Shilir HaNidachas, then the Gemara invoked the Klal Gadol Badin of Mitzvah Baba Veira, but on Daf Lamed Aleph on the base when it was discussing the Lulav or the Hadas and the Arava, over there we never mentioned Mitzvah Baba Veira. L'chayra, it's a Kushya Atzuma on that Gemara itself. Then on Daf Lamed Aleph on the days when we're discussing the lulav, there, why is the lulav shel asher v'shel ira nidachas problem? There, the reason is because of ketude mechta shiure. But as it relates to the esrik shel asher v'shel ira nidachas, there, the reason is something else. There, the reason is because of mitzvah haba baver. So just to speak out one lumdus, and this really goes to the core of ketude mechta shiure, which is very much one of the themes of the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazel. And that is, one of the places that the Gemara discusses the halacha of ketute mechta shiur is in the first parak of Masechtas Erevin. The Gemara over there is discussing a mavui she'enim a foolish, which we do not have to go into. But the halacha is, if you have a mavui she'enim a foolish, meaning it's closed off on three sides, a cul-de-sac, but it opens up to a rishus rabim on the fourth side. Midday rice, you let it carry there, because anything that has three mechitzais, it's surrounded on three sides, is considered a Rishus HaYachid. However, being that it opened up to a Rishus HaRabim, Chama were concerned that it looks a little like a Rishus HaRabim, you may carry from there to the Rishus HaRabim. So Chachamim said that the only time you're allowed to carry in such a Mavud, Midrabanan, is if you either place a Lechi or a Kaira. A Lechi is a post, just like a pole. A Kaira is you put a crossbeam over the entranceway of the Sukkah. So the Gemara says that if you have a Kaira, a beam, that Shel Asherah, Vishel Ira Nidachas, Taloch is possible, it's going to be possible. My time, what's the reason? Because ketute mechte shiure. Because ketute mechte shiure, being that the she'asherah and the ira nidachas seem to be burned, so as a result, there's no way for you to be yaitza, your chi of kaira, with something that needs to be burnt. That's as if it's destroyed. I can be yaitza with a kaira. That's destroyed. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Halach Yud Beis and Halach Yud Gimel, brings the Gemara that says that you can't fulfill the din kaira with a kaira shel ashera v'shel ira nidachas. But says the Rambam, that's only true for a kaira. However, a lechi is different. The Rambam says, bakol oisin lichayayim. You can use anything for a lechi. Afilu b'davah she'esh b'ruachayim, it could be a live animal. Afilu b'yisuri hana. You can use yisuri hana. Avoydazara, oyashera, oisa lechi. You can use as a lechi. Why, says the Rambam? What's the reason for it? If you can use a kaira shel asher v'shel ira nidachas, why would you be able to use a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas? And the Rambam gives the reason. The Rambam says, shehalechi of yoy kol shehu, the lechi just has to be a kol shehu. And because all it has to be is a kol shehu, it has no shear. As long as it's there, that's enough. Therefore, you can be yoytza with a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas, as opposed to a kaira which has a shear. And because it has a shear, it's for that reason you won't be able to be yaitza. In other words, the Rambam has a very big chiddush. Right, it argues. But the Rambam has a very big chiddush. And the Rambam says that when the Gemara says that you can't use a kaira shel asher v'shel ira nidachas, it's dafka a kaira shel asher v'shel ira nidachas. But a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas, that you would be able to be yaitza with. And says to Rambam, what's the difference? The difference is a kaira has a shear, a lechi doesn't have a shear. And because a lechi has no shear, therefore you can be yaitza with a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas. So Rab Chaim Brisker, in Sefer, in Chedush Rab Chaim Alevi al Rambam, he asked the obvious question. He said, what's the difference? Very nice, a lechi has no shear. But you still have to have a lechi. It has to be there. At the end of the day, you have to have a kol shehu of a lechi. So if you have to have a kol shehu of a lechi, and when you have a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas, there's a ketusei mech deshiure. So if that's the case, then how could you be yoytzu with a lechi shel asher v'shel ira nidachas? The Rambam said, because there's no shir, memeil, there's no ketusei mech deshiure. What does it have to do with shir? What does kitut emechta shir mean? It means it has to be burnt. Being that it's going to be burnt, it's kesarif dami. It will look good as if it's burnt already. So if it's burnt, it's not here. If it's not here, I don't have the shir. I don't have the kosher either. So Frank, Reb Chaim, what's Pashup Shan in the Rambam? So Reb Chaim says it's mavur in the Rambam. It's clear. It's mavur in the Rambam. That the Rambam held that kitut emechta shiuri does not mean that we look at it as if this item is not here. The item is here. It's not the pshat, we don't see it. What then does ketute mechte shir mean? I have the item, I just don't have the shir. It's as if it's here, but it's broken up into a bunch of pieces. So that, yeah, it's here, but I can't combine the pieces to say that if I need a certain amount of it, I have it. Now, why should that be the case? Maybe ketute mechte shir is also halacha l'moishe misinai. I don't know. But the bottom line is, there's a din called ketute mechte shir that says that the item is here, yes, but at the same time, echab nish the shir. And that's what the Rambam is saying. A kaira has a shir. So mean that a kaira has a shir, so therefore there's a halacha ketute mechte shir. You can't use a kaira shalai shayev shalir anidachas. As opposed to a lechi, you have no shir. A lechi, even if you have a kosho of a lechi, that's going to be enough. Or being that even if you have a kosho of a lechi, that's going to be enough. So said Reb Chaim, so it's for that reason, it's going to be okay. Just to read the Rambam inside. Vine, bein bedivrei Rambam, bein bedivrei arrived, hare mevur, the hach hilchas of the ketute mechte shir, loy nichlal. That we look at this item as if it's not here. Dim Kane, because if that was the case, it wouldn't help that a lechi shir is a mashu. Even the gam a mashu ketute mechtes, because I don't even have the mashu. Im kinari gam mashu enkan. So chom nish the mashu. Elo v'adai said Reb Chaim. It's poshut. Can you say that din who? What does ketute mechtes shirei say? The hashir mechtes ubatu minei shiura. The shir is not here. Avol etzem adavar. You want to know if the actual item is here? Be'ene, it's really here. V'loy batu. And that is not Baal. Now, this is the first part of Reb Chaim. This is the easier part of Reb Chaim. Then Reb Chaim asks a kash on the Rambam, and he says a much bigger yisoy, something that we spoke out when we learned Masechtas Erev. But the bottom line is, this is what Reb Chaim was moichiach from the Rambam, that the Rambam held from the fact that you can use a lechi shal asher v'shalir anidachas must be that ketute mechte shir, it doesn't mean that we look at this item as if it physically doesn't exist anymore. The item exists. What then does ketute mechte shir mean? What it means is the item is here, but it's as if we don't have enough of it. The chesaron is a chesaron in shir. So by kaira, you have to have a shir, it's a problem. But by lechem, all you need is a mashu. The mashu is here, the kol shu is here. I just don't have a shir. Who cares? When it comes to lechi, I don't have to have a shir. So lefiza, maybe you can say a davar pasha. The Gemara said on daf lamed aleph on the base, but Yehuda holds, what's the minimum shir of an eser? We just learned the Mishnah in today's daf. Lamed aleph on the base. Machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir said, shir eser gakata. Rameir oimer ke'egois. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kebeya. According to Rameh, the smallest shear that an esrog can be is an egois. Smaller than an egois, it's going to be a brah. But as long as the size of a walnut, that's small, that's going to be enough. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be bigger than that. It has to be a bay. And the Gemara discussed Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara didn't discuss Rameh, but the Gemara discussed Shitas Rabbi Yehuda on Lamed Aleph on the base. And the Gemara said, what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that an esrog has to be a bayah? So he said, the reason is, Mishum Deloi Goma Peir. Because if you can have an esrig that's going to be smaller than a beya, that esrig is obviously not fully developed. It's not fully ripe. And as a result, it's going to be a problem. In other words, it's a very insightful Gemara as into the shear of an esrig. An esrig has a shear. There's no question in the world. It has to be the size of an egg. But why does an esrig have to be the size of a bay? Because you need to have an egg's worth of esrig, because I need that much esrig, then a chalta esrig in the hand, I have to make sure I'm holding at least the size of a beitza. That's not the reason. It's because the Torah says pre-eitz hadar. And pre-eitz hadar means a fully developed pre. And if it's not fully ripened, if it's not the size of a beya, so that it's not goma the pre, and if the pre is not nigmar, it's for that reason, I won't be able to be yoitza. So if that's the case, yesh loymar, a poshet avart. And that is, what would be if I had a fully ripened, a fully developed esrog? I know for a fact it's fully developed. Elio Anovi whispered it into my ear. I know for sure it's fully. However, it's not the size of a beya. I think it'd be mocking to say it would be kosher. Because even though it's true you need a beya, but Chazal gave us the reason why you need a beya. The reason it has to be a beya is because if it's pachas mika beya, there's a chesaron that it's like nigmar a pri. But in this case, if the pri is nigmar, if I know for sure it's nigmar, even if it's pachas mikabeya, there's definitely a mokum to say, It wouldn't shock me if you found a Girsa Meshubesha somewhere that thought that maybe that in and of itself would be okay. So if that's the case, Yesh Loimar, if you have an Esrik Shal Asher V'Shal Ir Anidachas, the Gemara says Ketutei Mech Deshiure. What does it mean Ketutei Mech Deshiure? It doesn't mean that the Esrik's not here. That Reb Chaim was Mechiach from the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Yud Zayin Aloch Yud Beis and Aloch Yud Gimel regarding the Koyra and the Lechir Shal Asher V'Shal Ir Anidachas. What it means is what Reb Chaim said, Vadet Yisoy Dadinu Tehashir Mechtas Ubatel Avol Etzem Adover Yisa Be'en Evelay Batel. That means if I'm holding an Esrik Shal Asher V'Shal Ir Anidachas, I'm holding the Esrik. I see it. It's smells good, it's tam v'recha, it's the valdig esrig. There's no question it's an esrig. Narvas, it's a felt and sheer. So yesh loymar, if there was a din, I needed a sheer. I have no choice, but I have to have this much of the esrig. So k'tutimech the sheer, it says, a chabnish the sheer. But yesh loymar by esrig, I don't need the sheer, I just need a fire to capri. A chab a fire to capri. You can't tell me I don't have it. What do you mean? It's k'tutimech the sheer, but that's from Chaim and Sefer. Avol etzem adover yisa be'enoi, v'loy bottle. The etzem adover is here 100%. It smells good, it's geschmack. There's nothing wrong with it. Nor vos, since nishtok ha'n sheer. Maybe that's not a problem. Is yesh loymar a lulav and a hadas and an arava? There's a sheer. We learned the Gemara together. What the shear is? It is a shear. So if you have a lulav shel asheru, shel ir anidachas, if a hadas in arava shel asheru, shel ir anidachas, you want to know why it's a problem? Because ketutei mech deshiure. I don't have three tvachim. I have it. This has a tam and no reich. This has a reich and no tam. The arava has no tam and no reich. But at the end of the day, that's not the point. The point is the chobnish nishir. I don't have the three tvachim. I don't have the three tvachim. I'm out of business. There's no way for me to be able to use it. As opposed to the esrig, where I don't have a sheer bay where I need the etzim sheer. Not what? What I just need is that it should be nigmar the pri. Echaba gmar pri. Echaba fartig a pri. Reb Chaim, avil etzim adover isa ve'enei. V'loi bottle. Not what? I don't have a bay is worth of it. I don't know if that's a problem. So yesh loymar, that girsa, that all of a sudden, daf lamed hey, amad aleph, threw in mitzvah baba there. Why didn't the girsa just say, ketutei mech deshiure? And daf lamed aleph on the base, that girsa had ketutei mech deshiure. Tosfos saw this girsa on lamed hey in the sugya of esrig, shel asher. Why didn't he say by lulav and by hadas and by arava? The Teretz is by lulav, hadas, and arava. Here you have the ketutei mech deshiure. It was daf when it comes to esrig. Over there was no ketutei mech deshiure, and maybe that's why over there that esrig, therefore over there when it comes to esrig, that girsa said that why is an esrig shel asher v'shir on nidach has a problem. L'chayre, the reason it's a problem is because of mitzvah baba aver. The truth is this svara is, I think, mefurish in a tshuvas chasam soifer. The truth is Tosfos himself on daf lamed already bavarns this svara ayin shah. But it's mefurish kamat exactly in the nusach that we're saying it in a tshuvas chasam soifer. So it's yodua that the Noida Yehuda, when he became Rav in Prague, which was the latter 40 or so years of the Noida Yehuda's life, so when he became the Rav in Prague, he writes in Tzlach, this is in the end of Masechtas Psachim, he conducted an experiment. The experiment was trying to figure out the different shiurim, and he came out, based on the experiment that he conducted, that niskatnu habetzim. That the beitzim, the eggs that Chazal worked with when they were kaveya different shiurim in the times of Chazal were much bigger than the beitzim that we have today. So anytime you find any shiur that's associated with a beitza, by the way, Eretz Asher Roiv Shiurel Kizaisim, the Kizayis Chazal used in as a the beitza as a reference point for. In other words, Kizayis, which is the majority of shiurim, Chazal understood was a half a beitza. So he said, if you want to know what a zayis is, take a beitza, whatever the volume of an egg is, half of that, that's going to be the kezayis. So the Yehuda said, I think that the beitza were neskaten, they're small. Which means that when we cheshbon the kezayis, or we cheshbon a beitza, or anything that has anything to do with an egg, we need to figure, not based on the size of an egg today, but we have to go back in time, and we have to figure out how big the beitza were then. And then the Yehuda did a second part of his experiment, and he came out that the beitza today are half. 50 cents on the dollar for what they once were. So whatever you think a beitz is today, said the Noida Yehuda and the Tzlach, you have to double it. You have no choice, you have to double it. We've done long raid bites on this, Be'ezus Hashem, over the years. I think Masechtas Menachos, we spoke a lot about this. But the bottom line is, they're out there somewhere. But the point is that Niskatnu HaBeitz, and that was what the Noida Yehuda said. And this made a big revolution, made a big tumult in Europe. And there were many Kedoy Le'oil, Rafaim Mazal, Margolis, and others that opined as it relates to the experiment of the Noida Yehuda. Incidentally, the shiurim of the Chazon Ish, which of course, are legendary for being large and very, very chomer. They're predicated. They all begin with this Noida B'Yehuda. The Chazon Ish wrote a kuntres called Kuntres Hashiurim, where he talks extensively about the Noida B'Yehuda's Chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Noida B'Yehuda and he says, for all mitzvahs d'oraisa, you should be machmer like the Noida B'Yehuda. So most Shiurim today take into account this Noida B'Yehuda. But the bottom line is, this was the Noida B'Yehuda's Chiddush. He said that all the Shiurim that people had up until that point, you have to double the Shiur. One of the great poskim that discussed the Chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda was the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And we did a whole raid bite on this, but there's a steer in the Chassam Sofer, whether the Chassam Sofer was maskim to the Noida B'Yehuda, or he wasn't maskim to the Noida B'Yehuda. The tshuva where the Chassam Sofer was not maskim to the Noida B'Yehuda is in Eirach Chaim, it's in tshuva Kuf Pei Aleph. And the tshuva begins with the Shoyal, who asked the Chassam Sofer the following question. He said, you know, the Noida B'Yehuda Shiurim made a big tumult. It literally shook up the Olam HaTorah. All the Shiurim that people had seen by their father Seder and by the Zedis, the Noida B'Yehuda came and he said, everything has to be doubled. This was a very, very big deal from a Mesorah perspective, that all the Shiurim that we think we know, they're really wrong. All the Shiurim have to be doubled. And when you sit down at the Seder, when it comes to Matzahs, and when it comes to the Revias, and different Shiurim, the Chazal worked with the Beitza, all of a sudden everything was being doubled. So the Shoyal told the Chassam Sofer, you know, there's another halacha in Shulchan Aruch that's related to a Beitza. And he said, I didn't hear anyone talk about this. And that is an Esrig. It's halach and shulchan aruch. Machlokes is Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, today's daf. What's the minimum size of an esrog? Is it the size of a walnut or is it the size of an egg? Ramei says egg, guys. Rabbi Yehuda says egg. Not shockingly, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda over Ramei. And therefore, it's gebracht in shulchan aruch. It's in hilchas lulav, simit tofresh mem ches, sif katan chabes, shir esrog katan. Pachas mikabeya pasal, aval mukabeya. That's when it's kosher. So the bottom line is, what's the shear of an esrog? The shear of an esrog is a beya. So the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer that if we're going to go like the chumra of the Noida B'Yehuda, do we have to double the shear of an esrog? People used to always take an esrog the size of a beya. That was considered a valid esrog. But if we're going to take on the Noida B'Yehuda's chiddush, maybe it should have to be double. This is what the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer wrote back and he told him, quote, Yesh lahashav aloyma. The ain't shear esrog doima l'shar shiurei Torah. The shear of an esrog is different than the other shiurei Torah. Shemosh Rabbeinu al v'ashalom masal lanu shear beitz nashe bismanoi. V'noymer afilum yiskatnu habeitzim bismanim achroinim yikomakam ashir lo yishtan. He says all shiurei beitzah, like the gezayis, which is a half a beitzah, the revias, which is associated with a beitzah, the shir chala, which has to do with beitzim. So all those shiurim, Moshe Rabbeinu gave a shear. He used the reference point as the beitzah. So if the beitzah is no longer a valid reference point, because neskatnu habeitzim, so we have no choice, but we have to figure out what to do. He said, as opposed to over here, the esrig, when it comes to an esrig, preksiv bikra. All it says in the Torah is a pre. And what we need is a pre. It's not a shear. We just need a pre. The shear ruchachamim lefi goydal esrog abenini kishagamar period legami lefi oisah shirim godal al kaponim ad kameir kvaroy lekrois a pre. So Chazal just came up. They said, how do I know if something's a pre? So they say, want to know? You know it's a pre if it's the size of a beitza. Afra pisha soif legado yoisa mikomakoyim kishir beitza kvar mikra pre. Said the Chassam Sofer, all shiurim, you need the shear. It's an amount of how much you need. Oh, I need a shear. And the shear was given with a reference point of a beitza. And now the beitza is smaller. So you're right, I have to rethink it. But as it relates to the esrog, the shear that was given is not because I need a certain amount of esrog. It's not because v'alichtav hoben azoy feel esrog. And if I have less esrog, I don't care how much esrog I have. What I need over here is a fartika pri, because it says in the Torah, pri eats other. The way for me to know that I have a fartika pri is by having a, the way for me to know that I have a fartika pri is by making sure that it grew the size of a beitza. What would be if it grew a beitza and the beitza, if I had a fartika pri and it didn't grow a beitza, that would also be good. So says the Chassam Sofer, it's mistaber that even if niskatnu a beitza, but lemaisa, when you have a esrog today that already grew the size of a beitza, it's probably still a nigmar pri, and therefore I think even if you want to take on the Noida B'Yehuda's chumras, I don't think that this is something that should change. But the point is that the lumdus that Chassam Sofer is saying is mamish the lumdus that we're saying, and that is that there's a nafgamina
b'mahusoy, between the sheer esrig, the beya of an esrig, and the sheer beya and other shirim that you find in other areas. Ordinarily, the sheer is a sheer be'etzen. I need this much of it. Over here, the sheer is the simana ba'alma. This is just a way, the hechetimsa, for me to know that it's a nigmar pri. So if I know that it's a nigmar pri, even if I don't have the sheer, that would be okay. L'may nafkemina, kitute mechte shiuri. Rab Chaim said, etzem adover isa be'ene. The light bottle. And if that's the case, even if you have a ketut in echt shiur, at the end of the day, I have the fruit here, so it's a fartik of fruit, there's no reason it should be a problem. Or the chsam soif is nafkimina, niskatnu abetzim. So you're right, as far as shiur goes, you don't have as much esrig, maybe as tehen amish rabbeinu's time. But at the end of the day, today's beitz is still, the chsam soif said, is a sign that it grew enough. And if that's the case, that would be okay. It's interesting that the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha, right here in Simit Tavrei Shmem Ches, he brings the chuvas chsam soif. He says, "I'm betshuvas chasam soifer sinu kupe yalef shadai kebeitza shebiz mamin shav shabeitzim niskatnu kvi mashehei ratzlach beperik arvi psochim ki hakolufi asman im abeitzim nishtanu gam gidol asreg nishtanu." He says, "But over here, this is going to be different." Abalafi dasa bekure Yaakov says the Bir Halacha as it relates to the bekure Yaakov nochin lebal nefesh lahadu lekatchila acha esr shagadol shnei beitzim. But he brings that Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger in his bekure Yaakov, he argued with chasam soifer, and he said that he thinks that even as it relates to the esr. Today, you have to make sure, because it's gotten to a beitzim, that the esrig is going to be double of what it was. What's the machlokes chasam soifer and the bekura Yaakov? Maybe the machlokes is whether, in fact, we could say this lundis. But either way, we'll stop here.